Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Noah Syndergaard, very inconsistent last night. The start before, actually he lost, but very good. It's been up and down for him. Do you have any advice, any solutions for him, Mickey?
Yeah, so Dave and I had a long, long chat with him today. And there's several factors. You know, there's mechanics, there's overthinking things at times. He's such a worker. He's so diligent in everything he does in his routine. We told him you need to lean on that and know that you're prepared going into the game. So you don't need to think about anything else other than competing and getting that hitter out in that moment. So, you know, I think it was a good conversation. It's something he's battled with in the past, kind of overthinking things at times. But, you know, he's a very good pitcher. He's very prepared. He takes care of his body. And I think he understands that he needs to go out there and just compete. And he's going to see the best of himself. So it was a good conversation. It's a lot easier said than done.
Yeah.
He's still got to go out and do it. And, you know, I think that it was a conversation that's going to get us, you know, headed in the right direction.
Well, the good thing is you've seen the good out of him this year, and he's been very good at times.
Absolutely. He's had a handful of starts where he's been dominant. You know, he pitched a shutout, hit a homer. So, you know, there's not a ton of concern other than we can't let those continue to happen. They've probably happened a little bit too much. Those are going to happen from time to time just because that's how it goes. But we got to limit the occasions.
Jason Vargas today, I think he threw 74 pitches in the rehab. But what do you expect from him today?
Yeah, you know, I think that we're willing to go 80, 85 with Jason if all's going well. You know, he started getting tired about 70 last in his rehab outing, in his last outing. So, you know, I think 80, 85 is going to be the max that you'll see him out there. But, you know, we're just going to have to pay attention to the game and see how it goes and see what we get and make the right decision.
There are some bullpen arms that are not available today, probably Bachelor.
Yeah, there'll be some that probably aren't available. We're going to let them all play catch and see where they're at and give them the chance to fight, to want to go out there. You know, in the end, we'll make a decision based on usage. But we like those guys to want to pitch and fight for the right to pitch. So we'll see them play catch and then make a determination on all those guys moving forward.
I saw Michael Conforto taking fly balls out in right field. I'm sure you'd like to get him action before you hop on a plane to the West Coast.
Yeah, that would be nice. You know, we'd love to have him available today. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen, but he's going through another set of baseball activities today, pretty strenuous ones, and then we'll see how he bounces back, and then hopefully, you know, we can start making a decision here soon.
When we asked you yesterday about Aaron Altherr, you said, I hope I can get him at a bat. Well, you got him at a bat last night. It was a pretty good one, as a matter of fact, too. And he's in right field today.
Yeah, it was a good one. You know, he was 2 for 3 off of Farmer coming in with a double and a homer. So now he's 3 for 4 with 2 homers and a double. You know, it was a good matchup for him. The ball that Farmer throws tends to be elevated a little bit right where Aaron likes the ball. So you always try to take advantage of those matchups and where the pitcher tends to throw the ball and where our hitters tend to do damage. And it lined up yesterday for him, and we're glad that we got him, and we're going to see what he can do as a starter today.
And with Vargas activated and Guillorme sent down, Todd Frazier kind of takes over as your middle guy there.
Yeah, Todd Frazier can kind of move around. He can fill in at second or short if need be. You know, I think that that's something you have to do on occasion. We have to maximize our ability to score runs. We've been doing it a lot lately. So J.D. Davis in left and you know, getting Guillorme out of here for Vargas seemed to make a lot of sense because we need our bangers out there. We need to go and slug and hit some homers and score some runs so our pitching can get going again.
Good luck today, Mickey. Thanks.
Yep, thanks a lot, Ed.